It's back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Healthcare for all is not only a moral issue, it is an economic issue.
Bernie Sanders and a small group of Democrats are formally proposing single-payer healthcare. With Obamacare repeal stalled, they sense an opportunity, and I can see why. What killed the Republicans' Obamacare repeal is that it left millions of people without healthcare. A single-payer system leaves exactly zero people without healthcare. And yet, not all Democrats have signed on, because single-payer costs a lot of money. And Sanders admits it.
While depending on your income, your taxes may go up to pay for this publicly funded program, that expense will be more than offset.
Because you'd pay no premiums, no co-pays, no deductibles, and everything, including vision and dental, would be covered. But now, let me throw a number at you. The Urban Institute, which has been described as a liberal think tank, calculated that if the Sanders plan was in effect right now, federal health care spending this year would be $2.5 trillion higher. To raise that kind of money, the average individual income tax bill, which is now about $10,000, would need to jump 80% to $18,000. That increase is indeed less than a lot of middle-class people are paying for health insurance. But for taxpayers in the higher brackets, the brackets where the big political donors hang out, an 80% increase is a terrible deal. And for Democrats who sign on to this, that could mean some pretty awkward fundraising calls. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.